Blog Talk Radio.
Like a bum with money, I'm filthy rich. We got a problem, Houston. Don't be down here killing it, killing it.
It ain't clean lot, that's a pocket knife. To keep it real, can so can feel the fact of life. Cali born, wet soul, side see about the shit on niggas like him, real with diarrhea.
Third string option, you happy with that? So HBO is showtime. You seen him at spawn wet, stop it, dude. You D12, you ain't got no food.
I hope you happy popping Oakland, getting hair from Pamela. Look at Baywatch,
Baywatch,
get
Baywatch.
The money.
What you said, Dad?
Struggling era, Paul Vera,
body bag,
body bag,
body bag.
Yeah,
Robin
Crescent,
then you
won't
eat. Why you still acting chicken?
I can really care less what they're saying. No, it's just my music they're playing. We vibing and why they all hate me.
Just say my name, Joe Bae.
P.I. Of late glory, you hear the stories, they so-so. This ain't no challenge, rookie mode. You wanna prove that you real live, represent West Side. Yeah, that's why. No rocking this instrumental. Dopey from South Central. Now take this to the heart. Play the beat, make sure it's an E-sharp.
Talk to him.
I can really tell that's what they're saying. No, it's just my music they're playing. We vibing why they all hate me.
What up, y'all? It's Theory of a High Mind on Bang Out Radio, where it's wine, not wine. Got my bottle out tonight. And it's just me for the night. I got my blunt rolled. I'm getting ready to get shit cracking. Tonight we're going to be talking about zero fuck. I'm going off of the holiday season. It is Sagittarius season. I'm sorry to just put it out there, but it is. It's that season, baby. Stand up. If you are Sagittarius, you got to represent. And people know Sagittarius have zero fucks to give. So sit back and listen to this music real quick while I get my drink or I can get myself together and actually move by out with me real quick. So let's check out something. Let's see what we got good for you tonight. That's cool and crazy.
All in my zone, why you won't be?
Why you won't
gon' be.
If y'all wanna be a let, let it be, then just let the bitch be.
I can't let that bitch be.
I'ma tell you like an OG nigga told me. Take everything personal, young nigga, pin the water, pin the fish, this deep sea. Swear to God, I don't wanna have it all, pack the packs, all on my wall, nigga, sit. Don't say as individuals, all in my business, you can keep that shit. Game is to be sold, never be told, give them out of every inch that my family take. If you're into it, nigga, I can tell you ain't gotta say a thing, I can see it clear all in your face. I want it, I want it, I want so much money, I can't even count it. The crap is a kid, I ain't getting allowance. I'm wearing a watch, I can't even pronounce it. If you want it, don't want it enough. All you want is to watch you flipping through channels and counting their pockets. You soft as a kitten, boy, come out your claws.
Me, I'm just Copeland, winning like a motherfucker. You rather see me dying for a thug, trying to get it while you fucking with me. Me, I'm just Copeland, winning like a motherfucker. You rather see me dying for a thug, trying to get it while you fucking with me. It's cold, cause I'm Copeland, it's foreign, I'm Copeland. It's cold, cause I'm cold,
blame
it's
foreign,
I'm cruising.
Bitch, I'm just counting this money, just fuck any bitches, I'm high as a ceiling. This year I'm winning, just get out of prison, a wonderful feeling. Some people live it, I hear a sneak, listen, no substance he giving. Well, give me 3 weeks to just stay out the fuck out my business. Him and man go racing hard as a Jason, which one is gonna take it and snatch off the ribbon? Simmons be picking, continue to live in a better condition, but no pot to piss. There he go spazzing, he always be spazzing like asthma attacking, I'm reaching my limit. Stepping my fist up, they wiping their face up like Maybelline makeup, but my hands be itching. I want it, I want it, I want so much money, I can't even count it. Deprived as a kid, I ain't getting allowance. I'm wearing a watch, I can't even pronounce it. You want it, don't want it enough. All you want is to watch it. You slipping through channels and count on their pockets. You soft as a kitten, boy, come out your closet.
Me, I'm just Copeland, winning like a motherfucker. You rather see me dying for a thug, trying to get it while you fucking with me. Me, I'm just Copeland, winning like a motherfucker. You rather see me dying for a thug, trying to get it while you fucking with me. It's cold, cause I'm Copeland, it's foreign, I'm cruising. It's cold, cause I'm Copeland, it's foreign, I'm cruising.
I love my arms, how you wanna be? I ain't let that bitch be.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this one. Oh, shit. People don't think I hear them talking. Y'all think I don't know what's going on. Y'all think, I'm in the shadows that, you know, that everything stays hidden. It's not like that.
Cause I'm just a dagger. I'm just a regular nigga. I don't know why all the fuss about me. None of y'all ever gave a fuck. All you did was doubt me. So all your haters just line right up and take your best shot at me. You might see me strolling through your hood in my great kit. Heard there was a gunfight. I only bought some chopsticks. I'm confident. I got this. Even deadly when I'm a conscious.
Dagger's raps are whack. How do you even listen to his nonsense?
Cause I'm the real deal. They be feeling what I speak about. I write a rap that I make you smack your mom and blow your speaker out. You want a chance to try me out? See, I ain't no for nothing.
Nope,
I be a nigga titty leaking and bleeding from every orifice. Find the one like Morpheus and I'm dancing in the end zone. I'm so cold, I stab a nigga with a snow cone. Hanging with a cell phone. Laughing while his body shakes. Travel to another state. Try to rehabilitate. No matter where I'm at, the fact is that I have a quick relapse. Smoking weed, sipping lines, popping pills. Let's keep it real, I never left. You think it's just been acting deaf. As long as breath is in my chest, to the death. Y'all bunch of prospects, wishing y'all could be like us. You bitches like they objects, but still they wanna fuck with us. Never will I pay a fee. These bitches is my ATM. And if the bitch is overcharged, I tell her hoe to bring a friend. If I'm gonna play the game, trust me girl, I play to win. I put my hands around your throat and snatch away your oxygen. If it's me or you, that's the easy choice, you gotta go. I'm from the west coast, we were raised to never love a hoe. Quick to tell these bitches no and our eyes are watery. Got so many kids, bitch, your house is like a colony. That ain't what the dagger need, I'll never be a bitch support. I fucking leave, pass your kids, build us some. I'm just a dagger. I'm just a regular nigga, I don't know why all the fuss about me. None of y'all ever gave a fuck, all you did was doubt me. So all your haters just line right up and take your best shot at me. I'm just a dagger. I'm just a regular nigga. I don't know why all the fuss about me. None of y'all ever gave a fuck. All you did was doubt me. So all your haters just line right up and take your best shot at me. gave a fuck, all you did was doubt me. So all you haters just line right up and take a best shot at me. Dagger is a Looney Tune, I know I got a complex. Never lived in them, but got mad bitches in the projects. My defense is intense, they rush me and I block the line.
The homies in trouble.
Then I assist them like I'm dropping dimes. Live the life of daily crimes, but every day I'm on the move. Cause every day I gotta eat in my pocket, they don't like food. They only like them greenbacks, they'll hug you when they all fat. Cause they wasn't popular when they was skinny, they ain't going back. Dagger's here to bridge the gap, know I'm here to blow it up. Be forgetting like Dory, but I remember, I don't give a fuck. Got these bitches twisted up, my hair and my weed too. And a thong butt naked or something that's short and see-through. This is what I do, you niggas never got the fucking clue. Haven't sold my soul, but I'll kill you if I have to. I really wanna try it out, put a body on my body count. I creep the black niggas, you don't want me to pull that iron out. How your family crying out, how your label buy you out, they say.
All I do is hack,
then why I don't be selling out. Speeding on this money route, but slowing down is suicide. I guess I'm the savior, cause now I'm always getting crucified. Acting like you never lied, you must be the first perfect person while I stay flirting. Starting fight clubs like Dollar Dirty, but certain I've been flirting since Jordan was a target. Been real since USA made his first dollar bill.
Damn,
this is just my life. Still ain't got a kid or wife. Fell in love twice. Roll the dice and I paid the price. Sacrifice my money, time, my feelings, and my sanity. So since I'm full of bitches, 40B is what they branded me.
Hoobah!
Stay fresh.
Hoobah!
West West, I be.
Hoobah!
So don't ask me, you don't gotta guess. Believe I put me to the test. So
yeah, world.
Here I come to this
worldwide.
Now I can tech back anyone. Yeah, I know I'm dumb. You niggas make me dumb and down. The bitches out of stalking me. I always gotta look around. But I ain't never scared of wearing, so I stay prepared. I always tell the bitch the truth that if she wanna double dare. Shoot her with a signal flare and tell the bitch to lighten up. Tried to use the camera toe, I kicked her in the lady up. Get a bitch drunk even if she got a baby bump. Cause if she drinks the liquor, then a baby she don't really want.
I'm just a dagger.
I'm just a regular nigga. I don't know why all the fuss about me. Y'all never gave a fuck, all you did was doubt me. So all your haters is not right up to take your best shot at me.
I'm just a dagger.
I'm just a regular nigga, I don't know why all the fuss about me.
None of y'all ever gave a fuck, all you did was doubt me.
Y'all, it's Theory of the High Mind. We are coming with you live from the Secret Garden, baby, and it's just me. And like I said, we're celebrating the Sagittarius season. Yes. And it's a bunch of y'all out there. I should have tagged all of y'all in this post so y'all understand what this is all about. I want y'all to understand that a Sagittarius has certain traits that you guys just can't get past. You, whenever you meet a Sagittarius, it's always going to be the same. We are some zero fuck type of people. We say what the fuck we want to say, regardless if you like it or not. It, you know, it's just, it comes natural. Now, not all the time we're going to want to communicate with y'all, because 95% of the time we don't like communicating. We just like to sit back and chill and just be zoned out in our own little world, because that world we created is a vacation spot. It's a peace zone that can't nobody get past. You know, feel it all. We will tell you what you need to know. And we're not going to tell you, at least for my sake, I can tell you, I'm one of them people, I'm not going to tell you what I think. I'm going to tell you what I know. Okay? Now, being that that's said, some of y'all got me on Snapchat. Some of y'all watch what I post on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow that shit. Y'all laugh. Y'all feel my pain. You might have your own opinion. You may not agree with me. Who cares? I don't care. I'm still going to do me because I still have an opinion as well. You know what I'm saying? But I posted a picture. Sit up at my job. And the guy was sleeping on the job, right? Okay. Now, I'm going to have to tell y'all, this is a new post. We just started in October, October the 1st to be exact, okay? We actually went in and began working, and for him, every single day at this permanent post he has, he works graveyard, he goes to sleep by a certain time, and he wakes up in between there every so often until it's time to get off of work. Now, mind you, we're supposed to be up, and you're at the front gate. In, let people out, make sure no one's stealing, taking nothing out to their cars. But you in there knocked out, full-blown knocked out. Like, you know, the picture I posted ain't even the picture that he usually do. That was during the time when it was warm because he didn't need a jacket then. But as it got cold, he started bundling up with a jacket. Like, oh. Now, this is where the fuckery shit come in at, right? I'm going to tell you some shit. I was watching this man, because I work graveyard, and I work with him 2 days out of the week. And I was watching him as I come in. I noticed, you know, anytime you have to wear a uniform, you have to present yourself the way the company wants you to present yourself. That's why they put you in that uniform, whether if you're a nurse, if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, if you're a security guard, or if you just work in a special event, okay? They put you in a uniform, a T-shirt, a particular jacket, whatever. They put you in something to make you identifiable so people can know this is who this person is. This is who we go to for whatever. You know? You're supposed to be neat. You're not supposed to be sloppy. Your outfit ain't supposed to be dirty. I mean, if you were going out in your regular clothes, I would hope you're not dirty anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, for a uniform, you definitely shouldn't be dirty. You know? But I've been working security since 2000. That's what, 17 years, almost 18 now? I've been working security off and on since 2000. Even got an education behind the shit. So, for me, I know what the fuck I'm dealing with. You know, I went from dealing with men who look at you as an object to men going to looking at you as, oh, you just here to do the same job I'm doing. You just like me. When I ain't like you. In fact, I got germ problems. Real bad. So if we got to share a vehicle, we got to share a seat, if we got to share an office, I'm cleaning this motherfucker up when I come in. I'm wiping shit down. I'm putting towels down in the seat. I'm doing everything that I need to do to make sure that I'm not getting your germs, because I don't know if you clean as good as I clean, because I believe everybody in this world half-ass clean while I'm sitting over here cleaning, like, in detailed, immaculate mode and making sure everything is straight. That's how I roll, you know? So here I am at this job watching this man come in. When I come into work, I have to be there at 11. He's there at 10. So it's automatic that you've been there for an hour dealing with people, dealing with the situation that goes on outside. So when I get there, I'm ready to get everything I need, get the pass down, and go on inside. Because we work two different posts, and we do two different things. So every now and then we see each other because I have the ability to go out there and relieve him when need be or take a break outside. I can do that. You know what I'm saying? He can't. I can. You know, so I noticed, close the shovel, you know, you're supposed to have your shirt tucked in, it's not tucked in, I see your belly at the bottom, that's nasty, you know what I'm saying, I don't like none of that, and then I noticed, to a certain degree, that it seemed like your pants don't even be buckled, and to a certain degree, I get that, because the past couple of days, I had my pants unbuckled, but that's because my pants feel like they're getting too tight. So, therefore, I had to unbuckle them just so I can breathe a little bit while I'm sitting there. But if I have to get up, my pants is not below my behind where you would think something else was going on. So for me, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, okay, I see your pants is unbuckled. Maybe you getting comfortable. That's too much comfortable for me. That I'm going to take my ass back inside because I don't want to see you like that. That nasty. You know what I'm saying? But it became a concern because it was happening too often. So I asked one of the other girls I work with, like, hey, you know, you relieve him sometimes. Do you ever see that shit? And she was like, you know what, I catch it sometimes, but I don't know what that's about. I just figured, you know, it was, you know, right. You know, we do that sometimes. We'll, you know, we want to release some, you know, release some of that, you know, especially we eat good. You know, I got on elastic right now because I need my stomach to breathe, you know. But for your pants to be that low, it concerns me, you know. Now, like I said, we're a new account. They chose to not give us a new chair, being that we're new people. So we're using the same chair that the last company used, which the chair is horribly nasty, which I'm thinking, if you're a security and all you're doing is standing up, sitting down, writing some stuff down, there should be no reason why the chair should be this fucking nasty. We're not fixing cars. So I'm trying to figure out why the chair is so nasty. You know what I'm saying? So, we didn't get a new chair. That's fine. I'm going to put something in the chair so I don't have to touch that chair. You know what I'm saying? I went from balancing myself in that chair with my knees to bringing towels to sit on so we can actually have something to sit on other than sitting directly on the damn chair, which we don't know what the hell is on there. We spray it with Lysol every time we come in, at least me and one of the girls. I don't know about anybody else, but that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? So this particular night I come in, and I've been working 16-hour shifts. So I was hungry and didn't have time to get something to eat. So I went straight to work, and I said, okay, let me get myself together. And I was like, man, I told him, I said, you know what? I'm hungry as hell. And he was like, you know what? Me too. What we going to do? I'll go get us something to eat. And be me being who I am, you know, I'm one of them people, when I'm at my job, I'm a square like a motherfucker because at the end of the day, I got bills to pay and I can't afford to miss a beat. Okay? So when you tell me you want to go get us something to eat and we're not supposed to leave, nah, you can't do that for me. I'm not going to put you in that predicament. And if something happens and you get in trouble, I get in trouble, too, because you was doing something for me, too. I can't do that. So I called up the homie and was like, hey, you mind doing me a favor and bringing me something to eat? You know what I'm saying? And they had no problem, and they brought me something to eat. I'm only 16 minutes away from where they were. So, you know, they had no problem. You know, they packed up the car and got something to eat, and brought me something to eat. Now, before they even called me and said they was here, before they even called me and said, you know, anything, we pulling up, anything, before they did any of that, he had one of the workers call me from inside and tell me to come out there. And he said, you know what? Now, I don't know if he was already thinking he was hungry or not, but when I said I was hungry, he jumped on it and he stayed on it and would not get off. But he's like, hey, I'm about to go get something to eat. You sure you don't want nothing? I'm sure. You want to go get your ass something to eat, you're going to get your ass something to eat, but I don't need you getting me nothing to eat. I'm not going to get in trouble with you because I need my job. So, of course, he's like, I'm going to go get me something to eat. I should be back by this time. Okay, no problem. Now, mind you, I done put a towel in the chair. This particular towel is actually a blanket, a small blanket that I folded in half and put over the chair, even tied it up in the back so it wouldn't drag along the floor. Okay. He's sitting there, you know, like he usually do. Sitting there, he literally, the shack, my screen is the shack. One side is the door. The other side is the door. He literally slides to one side and slides back to the other side. All he can do his job with each person. He never gets up unless he is forced to go outside and get information. Other than that, that's not his thing. He ain't going to get up. He got his phone sitting up there. He can see everything going on. And he got the doors wide open, and he chipped until it's that time when nobody comes and he goes. But all this time, he's sitting there chilling. You know? Now this fool, he said he calls me out there. No problem. Go and do what you got to do. I watched the spot. The homie came up, grabbed me, gave me my food. He said, I'm going to go on and go. No problem. You go on and go. When he gets up, he rises, and he dips out. But he dips out in a way where his body is hunched over, and he getting up and dipping out at the same time. And I noticed him pulling his pants up and buckling it up. Now, some of y'all got my Snapchat, and y'all done seen this already, because I posted about it, because I was disgusted. Okay? This man got up and left, and when I looked to the left and looked down at the seat, at my white blanket that I have on this chair, moist stain right in the middle, right at the front middle. Not the back middle, where it can be, like, sweat from the crack of the ass. No, it's right at the front, in the middle, and it's not just, it's not a clear moist stain. It's a tan moist stain. Now, everybody knows a tan stain, moist, that's cum. That's just nasty. So you just at work just doing anything. And I just came up with a theory for myself. That was my theory that I discussed with my homegirl that I work with. I said, you know, I think he'd be out there just flackety-flackety all over the place, all in that damn chair and shit, and then decide to go to sleep afterwards. That's why his ass be sleeping so motherfucking good and can't get up when they tell him to get his ass up, because he done flackety-flackety all over the motherfucking place. Pow. Just like that. I'm like, really? I was so disgusted. So that was just flatline. I sat there and I said, oh, my God. No, he did not. So I literally took a picture of it and I sent it to my coworker. Like, it's been confirmed. That's nasty. I'm taking this motherfucker home and I'm going to wash it. And then I'm going to bring another one back. And you need to bring that, pull that shit up so he don't sit in that shower. I don't want nobody else sitting in it, because I can't be sure that anyone else is going to be as clean as she and I are. No one else has proven that they do things right in that shit, because it's always needing to be cleaned up, everything. We're trying to do what we can do to make sure we have what we need, because it's a new account and we lack it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody got to pull their part. You know what I'm saying? And that nasty shit, ooh-wee, baby, you don't even know. I was just too through. And I had to stay over that morning to do a 16-hour shift. And I had to stay in that shit that morning. I didn't sit down the whole damn time. I actually put plastic bags in the chair and put my knees in the chair whenever I felt like my feet needed a rest. Not my back, but my feet, okay? I was just like, no way. And I've heard about it all the time. Like I said, I've been doing security for 17 years, off and on. I've heard about these different situations where people do this on the job. Men do this on the job. The last security job I had, it was somebody that was doing this on the job, and even more. I never seen it. You know, to me, it was a myth. You know what I'm saying? Because I just heard hearsay. You know what I'm saying? But to actually yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I had questioned a couple of people, like, do his clothes be a little, if they don't be all the way together for me. And I need him to get it together if he's working with me, because that made me feel some type of way. I'm very comfortable and I let you do you and be in your own element. But at the same time, you have to understand where you at and what is expected of you as well. You're on a job. There's certain levels of professionalism you have to obtain, you have to uphold for this company and for yourself. You know what I'm saying? I would never want to go in and my clothes are just all out of whack. And the one thing you think I'm in there doing because you see something on this blanket is, you know, because, oh my God, I was just too through. I had put it on Snapchat. I had took a picture of it and sent it to my homegirl. And I was just like, it's confirmed, girl. Don't sit in this seat. I was like, oh, I'm going to bring a towel. And we're going to sit in it and we're going to tie it up in a bag and put it in a drawer. And no one will use it except for us on our ship. And that is it, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't, if you knew how I felt in that moment, you would really be like, you would be right there with me. You'd be right there with me. Because it's just like, oh, my God, how gross can you be to sit up there at the job and do that? Slacky, slacky. And you have people coming, walking up to the shed. You got people driving up to the shed. You got diesel trucks coming, diesel trucks and regular cars going. It's just, you know, traffic all the time until a certain time in the morning. So how is it that you have time to let off in the midst of doing something? I'm still trying to figure that out. Earlier, and it was just like, wow. Yeah, that was something that I passed a couple of weeks, and I was just like, wow. And then I turn around and come into work and see somebody, see, they let him go previously. And he was only gone for a couple of days, and they brought in another guy that had the same name as him. And then they brought him back because they wanted to give him a chance. But he continued to do the same thing. Sleep. So finally they got tired of it and said, okay, it's a wrap. You're done. You know what I'm saying? So I got 3 days off. Got the best day. And when I'm off, don't call me. I won't call you. That's how it works with me in this company. That's how I do, you know. So I come in on Monday. And all of a sudden, I see the other guy that was previously there for a couple of days. That's hella cool. You know, military guy, been to Iraq, done his tours, cool ass dude, married, got a new child, you know. Super cool dude. Like him a lot. You know what I'm saying? I immediately come in and I'm like, hey, where's old boy? What? He called off tonight. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? He said, look behind you. I did one of these. Okay? Turned all the way around. And on the wall was that picture. And I said, shut the fuck up. I said, oh. I said, they better be lucky they got him, because I was like, shit, if he can sleep, I can sleep, damn it. I surely was about to make a fuss about it, letting this motherfucker sit up here and sleep for 2 months straight, and you're not going to do nothing? Nigga, if you're going to let him sleep past a certain time, bitch, you better not say nothing about me when I work this 16-hour shift. You know? I was just like, ooh, and I didn't even doze off. I really did take, like, a long blink, but I really didn't doze off, you know? But him, he goes full-on doze off from 3 to 5. I'll be like, dude, for real? Like, literally, like, y'all seen the picture? He's like, mouth wide open. I'm telling y'all better be lucky I didn't get a picture, because if I would have got a picture, my picture would have shown you how he'd be covered up with his jacket, like, straight up all in their face, thinking everything is just super cool, doing what they think is the right thing. It'd be some real nigga shit going on at this job. I bullshit you not. Some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Other dude I work with, he just as loud and ghetto as he want to be, but he cool as fuck. Everybody else is cool. You know what I'm saying? We got some new people we got to get together. But other than that, it's cool. It's a cool atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? And it's really not a hard job. People make it hard because they don't like doing work. People don't like doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? But as a security guard, when you learn the different, it's different things you can do within the security, you know, the world, you know, as a security officer. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't easy. I hate security, but I'm great at it. I'm excellent at that shit. That's what I can do. I'm good at observing and reporting. Like I tell you, I will observe some shit and report back to my motherfucker self, because that's how I do, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be observant. I am. I do that. When you're the youngest, you're taught to observe because you're not supposed to be. You're not allowed to talk as much as the baby of the family, because people don't believe that you know any damn thing. So you observe what the fuck is going on around you and pick up on the shit and take note. Like, do I want that in my life? Nope. Do I want that in my life? Yep. If they did that right? Nope. If they did that right? Yep. And you get a chance to analyze everyone around you and say, this is how I want my life to be, and that's how you mix yourself up to be the person that you are now. Now, what you do with it is how you do with it. What you don't, I can't tell you nothing else. But that's how I roll. You know what I'm saying? So in the different fields that they have for security, I've done so many, and it's only been a selective few that I've actually liked that I've done that actually agreed with me. Other than that, the rest of them fucking suck. I hate security, you know what I'm saying? I do not like sitting there being bored all day, every day, just sitting there doing nothing. Not even sitting. I don't like standing there doing nothing. I don't like being ignored. I don't like having to wait, you know what I'm saying? I like people being on time. If I got to be in a strenuous situation where I have to stand there the whole time in the same spot, can't move, can't do nothing, got to just sit there and watch one thing, and that one thing doesn't have activity like you want it to have activity, or does have activity, but it's extreme, you know what I'm saying? It can get to a point where you're like, damn, can I get my breaks on the regular? You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, when you're in that type of situation, you don't get your breaks on the regular. 9 times out of 10, they paying you for your lunch, so it's a good chance you won't even get a lunch. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that works. You know what I'm saying? You get dick. You know what I'm saying? I've been in positions where I had to stand there and look at couches, nice cushions and shit. Got a little hard-ass seat behind me that I can sit down on, but I'm not allowed to sit at. And being that I'm not a short person, I'm actually average height. I'm not tall. I'm not short, but I'm average. So being that they got the lobby desk way down here, so now I got to get my legs open like I'm playing Chinese with the rope and sit up here and actually get low enough where my back is balanced and I'm actually in the position that I'm supposed to be in when you're sitting down at a desk or sitting down at a computer and actually do what I'm supposed to do with these people, which is nonsense. You know what I'm saying? Walking around in dirty areas. You know what I'm saying? Having to stand where rats run back and forth, smelling old food, fruit. You know, old fruit smell horrible. I'm talking about a trash can that they used to throw nothing but old fruit away. You know what I'm saying? Fruit and vegetables. That's just stank. You know what I'm saying? Downtown L.A., horrible area. I've done it all. I've done the driving. You know what I'm saying? Everything you do is just different areas that you can go into. You know what I'm saying? I think it's harder to be a security guard that carries a gun than it is the one that doesn't. Because with carrying a gun comes responsibilities that you can't really use your shit anyway. So when you do, you have to have a valid ass reason. Or if not, you're losing your job on duty. So it's a lot of areas you can go into. But I know what fits me, and this is cool right here because you get active, but it's not so active where you're moving around all over the place. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple little things that they could upgrade about the post. But like I said, it's a new post. They learn it. You know what I'm saying? Like I told him, they got a bunch of these little trailers around here, these containers, whatever they call. Go on and weld one of these motherfuckers onto the back and make us a bathroom. Because that's what we need up in here. And then we wouldn't have no need for no one to come and relieve us. Add some arms to go down. And then we can hold up stuff. When we're not there, they can stop and wait for us. So that way, if we need to use the restroom, we can, you know. But, you know, these are things they need to upgrade. These are things that we try to share with them so they understand there are things that you can do to help us so we can better do our job. And the ones who's really trying to do their job, they're going to do it. You know, you're going to do what they need you to do and also make room for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had one check me because I was in my puzzle book. I was sitting up there doing a little logistic puzzle, and I'm sitting up there just writing it out. And he thinks because I'm not physically looking at someone doing their job, making sure they're not stealing, that I'm not doing my job. First of all, as a security guard, you should never make anyone feel like they are doing something wrong, especially if they're at their job. People want to be able to come to work and feel comfortable at work, but at the same time, doing security is not just about sight. You have five senses. You use all of them. If you're driving a forklift behind me, I know when you're stopped. I know when you turned it off. I know when you're not doing what you're supposed to do. I know when I hear something being disheveled. I know when you're breaking into plastic regarding to actually picking the thing up and putting it where it needs to be. I know the difference. I've been there a little while and know, pick up on signs and know what it's about and what they're doing. So for me, when I see that, when I see that there's someone going into an area where I can't see, I'm not going to follow you because I've been there. I don't want to feel like I'm doing something wrong when I'm not, or you're accusing me already off the back and you don't know me. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to pay attention with my hearing and say, huh, did he stop? Did he do something? Or, and then I'm going to time you. I'm going to count so many seconds, and I'm going to say, hmm, did he, is he over there too long? Let me see what he's doing. But this person felt like I wasn't paying attention, which he kind of felt stupid to a certain degree because he wasn't even all the way up on me. He wasn't even in my sight from the side or anywhere else. And I had my earphones in on one side, and I was able to turn around and know that he was coming up on me before he got to me. And he felt dumb. Wasn't even in arm reach, but I felt him coming up on me, and I turned around. But he still felt the need to say, oh, you're on your puzzle book. How, you're not paying attention. Oh, I'm not. Let me put this up. Let me go on and put this away. I'll do that for you since you think you're smart. The thing about it is, we have iPads that we have to use to put in our DARs, our daily activity reports. We write everything there. I write one every hour. So if I'm on it every hour, then in between the hours, I'm still on it. You can't tell me I can't be on it because that's what we use at the job site. So you don't fuck up. So now I got about like 10 games on that bitch, and I go through every Monday through Friday, Friday, and do what the fuck I got to do. Download my games, play them, get all my coins, play a little bit more, and they keep me up all night long. I don't bring my book no more. See, I was doing something that was actually productive that kept me focused because I can actually play it for a minute, lift up, look around, take my eyes off and sit down, walk around, keep the page open, and come back to it, and it wouldn't be no issue. But now I'm moving my feet, and I'm sitting in a certain area, and I'm just going to sit there, and I'm going to play that shit, and every time I see one coming my way, I'm going to just look and make sure everything's all good. You know, press pause, boom. You know, because you know you got to do that sometimes on Pac-Man. You're like, oh, what's going on over here? You know, that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? But now, like I said, they fucked up. They fucked up. Because I was playing in my puzzle book. That was the best thing you could have for a security guard, to have a book in front of them instead of being on an electronic. But now you got me on the electronic. So screw you. You created your own mess. Own problem. But I still do my job in the same thing. And there's no complaint. To the point where this guy had to back away from me for a little while because he knew he couldn't stop me. They thought because I was a female and I was the only female working graveyard that I was going to be the weakest link when I wasn't. They just got out the weakest. Oh, splacky splat. I was the one. I'm actually the one that is really higher than all of them there.
You know. Now, the one that works during the morning, the homegirl, she's a little bit more over me because she has more connections with the guy that runs our team at the company. That is true. The guy who thinks he's over everything, he's really not. He had his experience with working with doing what we do, and he did it doing the most worst shift ever, and damn near lost his mind. Not for him. He's just a favorite of that. And then, for me, it's just the fact that I'm trying to put myself in a predicament where I will be where I need to be. You know, I'm looking at the nigga shit that they got going on and taking every opportunity that I can take. And the times that I have fucking with him, it was always about how we can make it better. And I'm all for making it better. It's what you can do to make it better. This is what I say will help us be more sufficient in what we do. You know? And whether it makes sense to him or not, hey, somebody else said something about a raise. He was like, that makes sense because it is true. Let's see about it. You do that, I ain't got no reason to leave. But I'm working on something even better than that. You know, I was just really amazed at how long it took them before they actually said, I'm going to let you go. And to be actually correct on what I assumed was going on, because there's no way that it could not have been him, Blackie, Blackie, when your pants is way down here and you got to pull them up. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing it in a sneaky way on your way out. And where the spot is not where your butt would be. So, that's an unfortunate situation. I hate to see when people lose their job, but I really hate to see you create your own bed and lie to it. So, it is what it is. I see so much off time at the job, and it's so funny. You can catch on to more. But that's what I'm talking about. As I was falling into that bullshit, I don't do germs. I do not do germs. I'm going to play some music so we can get another one in the air real quick.
We were only friends. Going through these messages, where do I begin? Your love, your love. Oh girl, your love, your love, your love has got me feeling. First you text, come over baby, I reply okay. Say you're in your birthday suit, I say I'm going deep.
Nigga, Wayne is a silly nigga. Drake be taking bubble baths. Little Wayne be kissing niggas that I don't agree with. Gotta let the world know. Goes to show. Even Nicki is a
silly hoe. Bodie be for really though.
Yeah, I know I can't lie. If I did fuck, turn the pussy into creep ball. Let me switch my gears up. Talk about a dumb fuck. Been a few years and you still got me fucked up. Nigga, I'm a hoodbound. You will never be. Should've took the fake bitch. Now you gotta kill me. You been the bitch and you sweeter the prince. Got off the stage, ain't seen a cent. Gave you a career, how you feel, nigga? Tell me that you talk shit. I dropped 3 tracks, took it all back. Quiet for a long time, never heard a whisper. Your fat baby miles back. Must have missed that. Had all the bitches, but this nigga never carried on. Where they at? Yeah, wait. Moving on, never wrote another song. Rather be a fan, man. You copy the style. You ain't West or a fresh man. Tuck it, tell her, stay away. Don't respond to what I say. If you do, don't play my city. You ain't even in LA.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catcher, hater,
by the,
throw,
choke 'em,
watch 'em,
die,
flow,
eeny,
meeny,
miny,
mo,
fresh, the best, and yes, I'm on, hollow. They feel the chrome. Tell your bitch what's up with that dome. Fresh, the best, and yes, I'm on.
Fresh, the best, and no one can test. Two to the throat, one to the chest. Don't be witty, I'll be in West. Smoking on Kush, never on stress. The infallible faculty,
fade them all.
With strategic strategies,
hate them all.
It's a terrible tragedy.
Man, fuck y'all.
Catch full of casualty, neglected, suspected of inciting the riot. Nympho the great, dictator tyrant. I'm swimming in women without even trying. So when I enter the room, all the bitches be quiet. I stay in the K with the niggas in gray. I stay with the K, so nigga don't play. With the gang, nigga, we squabble and shoot. You in the street, niggas, you better salute.
With the gang.
I'm fresher than the motherfucker, I'm from the W. I'm fresher than the motherfucker, that's why I don't fuck with you.
I don't.
You niggas act like you so untouchable.
There you go, right there.
Catch a nigga slip and have trip, bust at you. Panic erupted. Niggas is ducking.
Duck.
I'm Nympho the Great. So what they know assumptions.
No.
Blasting and pooping. These niggas is shooting. But fuck what they claiming. Westside gang and black.
Meanie. Mo.
Catcher.
Hater.
By the.
Bro.
Choke em.
Watch em.
Die.
Slow.
Eenie. Mo.
With it, West, I'm bout my dough. Greeting rival with the bulldog propose. Turn it up, that nigga West go. Hood bound gangster, so you can catch me on the phone. I don't fuck with you phonies, I don't fuck with you snakes. Type of niggas make you grab the gauge, catch a case and blow out your brain. Carry and burn your remains before the first court date. Them pussy niggas I don't like. Tell these bitches they hoe like. Original bitch killer on sight. It's curtains for niggas that switch sides. See, boy, we hit Chuck and Chuck and cup your wives. Or reading the pride when they dead or alive. Continue to get high. Load up my weapon, continue to grind. They ain't bout that life. I call up some real ones that's ready to ride. You ready to die? My niggas is beasts, they eat you alive. Ride with my kind. These other niggas is left to die. I'm sending bad vibes. You'll get turned up on no matter the size. You ask me where I'm from, I chuck up the set and I chuck up the side. I'm pressing the line. No in between, you do or you die. Blasphemy. In a matter of time, I'm still in the grind. Your bitch chill with me?
Man.
You ran out of time, I've been in them thighs. Late nights, dickmatized my nigga, she out of her mind.
I'm turned up rolling the freeway. Full thrust on the gas pedal, plane on the runaway. The 16 make them run away. Gun play touchdown like any given Sunday. I'm running laps like a relay. Hostess, I ain't fucking with them cream puff boulets. Coming for that money and I make it back in two ways. Stuck in the millennium but do the old school way. Hypnotic, I'm psychotic, but I got it standing at the head of the line while you plotting. Overripe banana, you know, for brown spotting. All around the world, I'm Harlem the globe trotting. Ha. Now get ready for the green light. Full speed ahead, no hesitation for them red lights. And you better get your mind right. I'm in the game and I'm taking up the spotlight. Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Cody B, been with it, so you know I'ma kill it. I love B, bring it on. I got a stove and a skillet, now I may never finish.
What's the business?
I ain't even started yet. I just gotta whisper to these bitches, that'll get them wet. But I'm all about my checks, music and the weed I'm smoking. Bitches wanna see me broken, laughing while they die hoping. Niggas, I don't fuck with them, they acting like they bitches now. You see me with some niggas, then you know they rapping. This shit is way too easy, daggers known for killing beats. Make it big booty, bitches been to clap their butt cheeks. Take a seat, I'm never weak. I don't even like to think I grew up with scrubs. We tackle niggas on the concrete. But look, I'm still here, 6'6", no fear. We smoke a pill, pop a holder, where's my drink? Good looking cousin, I'm buzzing. This is what the fan about, the dagger and KO. You got knocked the fuck out.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it, there's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business,
about the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it, there's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business,
about the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
See, can't nobody fuck with this. When KO's on the mic, I'm on some different type shit. Trying to make a meal on some day and night shit. Arm like a bomb, better duck, I might tick. Boom, when I step in the room, temple of doom. Taking out the trash, leave the amateurs the broom, huh? and I ain't flocking with the buzzard. Want a piece of pie, so I'm cooking up the custard. And I'm a rude motherfucker, standing at the top, can't see, cause there's no other MC greater than me, flipping the beat. And I ain't got no time to starve, I gotta eat, so I'm stacking up the paper just to get a bigger residence. Killing for their presidents, trying to come at me is like tampering with evidence. I call it how I see it, cause you other rappers hesitant. Watching how I do this street life, you niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder, can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business,
about the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watching how I do this street life, you niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder, can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business,
about the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Beats for sale now.com.
I've been away for too long. I've been not responsible and I've been loving my wrong. I've been chilling with the wicked and doing the realest business. Just hoping they cop and listen and buy a couple of tickets. But what's the price to gain the world and lose a soul? I was trying to be somebody doing shows on the road. They applaud me, a few wall me, a few call me. But God loves life, putting pop on your wall. Yeah, I'm obsessed with this life. The feeling's so good, got you thinking it's right. And it's paying my bills, I'm moving up to the light. Plus I'm loving the hype. Can you blame me for being human? No, but you could blame me for staying foolish, raw. Get it, got it, how I do it, different message, same movement. If you ain't living Christ-like, then baby, what you doing? I've been away for too long, I'm back, come here, I'm doing that out.
Vacation. That's how I like to look at it. because at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be. Peace. Anywhere you lay your head, it's supposed to be peace. No one should be able to bring dysfunction to your peace. And even if you're in a moment of chaoticness, you should be able to. So that's where I'm at with life, trying to find peace. You know, I don't need the chaotic, hectic things in my face all day, every day, the cattiness, the bullshit, the extra drama. I don't need none of that going around. You know, I know at the level of life where I'm at, I can't afford to allow, put me in a place where I can lose. Because unlike some of y'all, I got more than just a cell phone to lose. And I can't afford to go through that. So I have to think smart before I react to certain different situations. But at the same time, I still have to look out for me. You know, the thug mentality is like, nah, they can't get away with that shit. But the boss me is saying, you got to do it in a way where you don't get hurt. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at with life. You know what I'm saying? Tell me not to. They show me not to. You know? It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? Because I care about everybody. You know what I'm saying? I can't preach something without doing something. I can't tell y'all buy black and I don't buy black. I buy black. You know what I'm saying? I go to the black grocery store in Compton on Rose Friends and Central. Yes, I do shop around the corner at the black store, and if they don't have it, I tell them, you're forcing me to go across the street because I don't want to go across the street. They ain't black on. Right here, they black on. You know, I'll do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll go to shops that I know that are black on. I'll go down the street and get my hair from the black beauty salon. And if they don't have it, I go to the next one over on 130 Compton Ave. So I do. Whatever I'm preaching, I do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I know about, I'm going to tell you. If I don't know it too much, either I'm not going to tell you or I'm going to tell you. I'm not sure about it, but you should research this because I heard. You know? I'm not going to never tell you something that I know for sure and it's not for sure. So at the end of the day, what I'm learning how to do is be peaceful. Because if I wanted to, I can really be chaotic in a way that would disturb everybody. And it wouldn't affect me because I don't, you know, it would be zero fuss. But since there is some fuss there, and I have to slowly decrease them, you know, this is where I'm at in life. You know, I tell y'all all the time, I'm one of them people where I like spending time with me. I'm awesome. You know, I like being in an environment where it's just me and I don't have to cater to anyone else. I can do what the fuck I want to do and it's quiet and I can be just as free as I want to. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, it's a lot of times where I would be like, oh, yeah, I'll go to do that. And then I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to come after all. Because I'm one of them. I'm like, hey, I'm enjoying myself so much. Hell, my bed be comfortable so bad. Like I tell y'all before, I be arguing with my bed. They be telling me, don't leave me. I be like, I got to go. I got to pay for you to have a roof over your head. Got to do it, you know what I'm saying? But we argue because it's comfortable like that. It don't want me to go nowhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. My dog, we good. We know how to chill. She got her zone, I got my zone. We can connect when we need to. Bam. She got what she need, I got what I need. We're great. You know what I'm saying? Now, I give a fuck. So me giving a fuck sometimes can put me in situations where I don't know no fucking better. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to know better. I already know what's going to happen, and I still allow shit to happen because I give a fuck. But at the end of the day, it's only so much you can take before you snap. And when you snap, that's when all hell breaks loose, and the bitch that I really can be really becomes that person. And I try not to be that person, but I'm slowly realizing that I'm really not a great candidate as a roommate. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm really not. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things I like and certain things I don't like. Things annoy me real quick. I don't like being bothered. I'm not loud. I like to be quiet. I don't like wasting shit. I'm very thrifty. You know? I'm different. You know what I'm saying? Different. You know what I'm saying? I like things shiny. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to just say it's in my genes. I can't say no one taught me that because it was just in my genes. Since day one, I just like things a certain way. My room may be all kind of fucked up, but the rest of my house will sparkle so great you'll want to eat some grapes off the thing and flow. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I like things to be. You know, not everybody is like me, and I know that, and I try to accept that to a certain degree, but at the same time, I also try to get people to understand that, you know, this is how I was when I lived with other people. I've actually had motherfuckers actually cut me out and told me to sit my black ass down when I was with you, because I would always try to go the extra mile into doing things, even stuff that I didn't need to do. You know, because I wanted to make sure that I was not a burden on anyone. Or at least if they were providing for me in a certain way, that they wouldn't have to worry about making sure anything, and there would be nothing they would have to do other than that. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have to take care of me in a sense where they got to pick up after me or clean up after me or cook for me or, you know, any of that. Check me on anything that I'm doing wrong because I'm already taking care of everything and staying out the way and actually making sense to make sure that I'm not in main way all the time and I'm doing something to provide for myself so I can try to better myself, so I can get to where I'm trying to go, so I'm trying to get to the next step so they don't think I'm just sitting here doing. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely don't want them to think I'm here to use them. You know what I'm saying? Because that's never the case. You know what I'm saying? 9 times out of 10, I really don't want to be there anyway. And I really do move my own way. You know what I'm saying? But everybody's different. And like I said, you know, I've been in situations, so that's why it's easy for me to tell people. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, it gets hard, and especially in this time, and we all need help. You know what I'm saying? So that's my goal in life, to always tell people. Like I said, I don't want to block my blessings. So I can't do what people really need help me most of the time. You know what I'm saying? But if I can provide you with a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that would help to a certain extent that you can do what you need to do to get back up on you. You know what I'm saying? I hope that's a goal. You know what I mean? So, for me to open doors and some shit come up missing in mind that I actually value, it pisses me off, yeah. So, them fucks is slowly ticking down, and it went to half right now, and at the end of the moment, it's slowly going this way, and it's going to zero. And I'm trying not to get it to go to zero because I love these people. You know what I'm saying? Not always liking them, but I love them. But them zero fucks is going just like this. For me, anytime you provide help to someone, you don't ever want to get shitted on at any level. But when you take it from one time after another, like, literally just dancing it out like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And it eventually gets to a level where you like, ding, 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 ding. I'm overfilling, and when it overfills, it causes a mess, and when it causes a mess, here comes the bullshit. And that's where it's at right now. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I like a level of peace. So with that, even though that's going on, and along with the peace level that I have, I created for myself, you know what I'm saying? I still say to myself, self, you got to prioritize the bullshit you got to take care of. And right now, even though that's a priority, you got to put that under this, 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 and this, and take care of these first before you can get to this point. And when you get to this point, you already know what the plan is. So that's where I'm at with it. Nothing else matters to me. I know exactly what I need to do. It's a priority thing. You know what I'm saying? But I slowly learn I'm not the person you want a roommate with. I'm not the person you want to ask to come stay with ever. Because I am a bitch. And I will tell you what I like and what I don't like. And the same thing I feel about children not expecting me to repeat myself, I do not expect an adult to make me repeat myself either. And we all grow. God has all blessed us in a way where we should be able to function enough to be able to function in a home, especially when you're a guest, to do what you need to do to make sure things is working the way it should work. And when it doesn't, you know, hey, shit happens. That's how I go. You know. But like I said, I preach black unity. I preach black family trying to be what they're supposed to be. And I know what my elders is expected of me. So I try to do what is the right thing to do to make sure things are going the way they would want it to go. But it's not going to go that way if it's only one side. I can only do my part to a certain extent, and then I have to cut it off, you know. On top of remembering everything that happened, like they said, the wounds will heal, but the scars will never fade, you know. And that's where I'm at. I'm easy to, like I said, I like peace. You learn to forgive, but at the same time, you still remember. So with remembering, you also have to go into the future with knowing that these things are a possibility to pop up, these actions, you know, these abilities to be selfish, inconsiderate, you know. And even though I know these things, I still put myself in that predicament because, again, I care, I give fuck, you know what I'm saying? You know, Sagittarius, we don't hold on to grudges that long. That's what we do. We don't hold on. We don't hold on to them too long because, again, you got to know how to love you at a distance. See, I'm good at that. I'm good at loving you at a distance. But in this situation, it's hard for me to do that. But now it's got me to the point where I feel like that has already happened on the other end, so let me go on and get it. You know what I'm saying? If there's no respect, then how can there be love? You know? Bottom line. So, yeah, it's been a great Thanksgiving. I'm thankful because there's zero fuck that's going like this. And as it goes like this, it creates a new person in me that wants me to do for me and only me and know things about me that other people need to know about me. And I'm letting y'all know with no zero fucks about. Don't ask me to come stay with me because I'm not the person you do not want to come stay with. Because I am a bitch. I'm not that person. I like living with me. You know what I'm saying? Me is a great person. Come and visit anytime you want to. Dinner, spend a weekend. We can have a great time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, boo-boo, hi, sexy. Yes, baby. But other than that, okay, roommate, it's only one person that I allow that to do. And she already knows who she is. And that's because we've been here before, doing that before, when we're in the same predicament, and I know our lifestyles will work out. But even then, nobody else. No one is proving themselves worthy. You know what I'm saying? I like things a certain way. I do things a certain way. And like I said, I like me. I'm awesome. My time is great. You know, I like what I do. You know what I'm saying? And I do my karaoke by myself, when I have a drink by myself, when I roll one up by myself, when I decide to light my hookah by myself, watch a movie by myself. I have fun by myself. I'm entertaining me. I'm doing something I want to do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all don't like you. Let's be honest. A lot of y'all don't like being by yourself. And that's why don't nobody else like being around you, because you don't like being around. I like being around me, whether you like it or not. But that's what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? Not to offend nobody. Not to make anybody feel some type of way. It's just something about being comfortable with me. I like that. You know what I'm saying? Me being comfortable with me allows me to go outside and be comfortable with who I am. Yeah, I have imperfections that I'm insecure about. We all do. But it's not enough to make me feel like, hey, you know. You know, like, I need to do, screw you. This is who I am, fuck you. Like me, who I am. Bad skin and all, or blemishes and all. Hair, NDIRE sometimes, I shave my legs sometimes, but don't take me how I am. I don't take me at all. You know? Because when I'm banging, I'm banging. When I'm not, hey, I am who I am. To me, I'm awesome. That's how I get there. So, I'm going to end on that note. Rock the rest of it. Got like 30 minutes. Rock the rest of it out with music. We're going to be done for the rest of the night. You guys enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay out them damn stores. Don't spend all your money on these badass kids when you know they don't deserve their shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all need to go on and get them a bag of fucking coal like they deserve. It ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? They need to learn their lessons. Get better grades. And have a great one.
Trying to play pretend to me. Life is like a game of chess, so play your moves carefully. So by now, I know you haters listening. Dog, get your paper and stay the hell away from me. Damn shame, these demons, they still chasing me. Trying to remain cool, but the stress is trying to break me. 16, suffered a great tragedy. 15, best friend became a beat. But I refuse to let the bullshit corrupt me. Test me, it's gonna get ugly, trust me. Laid it on the line, about to take what's mine. I'm dropping bombs on you, like we in the Middle East. I don't think y'all wanna mess with the G. Keep playing, little sucker, you will get your ass beat. You can have all sevens, but you're not lucky, cause I
laid it on the against the sands of time.
Getting
ripping on the grain, I am done being a victim. Repetitious years of bullshit have taught me to survive.
Oh.
I see I can't change the world, I gotta work on me.
I do.
My son's little eye remembers everything he sees.
He does.
I'm trying to set the example, please don't test me.
And
back me in a corner, watch how I'm coming out. I'm ready to start over, I done laid it on the line. I'm leaving it all behind, I am tired of singing the blues. New state, new dreams, ready to prosper by any means.
Let's get it.
On the right track, you'll never get the best of me.
You won't.
Mapping out the path, my dreams inspired by destiny. Cold shoulder if you had the audacity to doubt me. Sweetest revenge I'll ever get is bossing up on them. Yeah, I pay my fucking dues, so I got nothing to lose. Miss Bob.
They think that they could push me over, run me over, treat me like a, try to fuck me over. I admit it, yeah, I'd rather grab a mic and kill a beat than grab a burner, bend a corner, kill you niggas in the street. Nappy niggas, don't get at me, lucky I ain't trigger happy. Y'all don't want no
problems,
not that little scrappy, tacky, not classy. Y'all niggas busted and nasty, so stay the fuck out my way. Go tell your bitch don't get at me, cause I'm too focused on music and all you niggas be funny. You niggas pay for these bitches give me their money. But these bitches be wildin', they acting stupid or reckless. But I'm high with leave, I can't be brought the dagger to Texas. You know I'm gonna turn it up, cause 40B ain't losing nothing. Niggas acting like police, got everybody handcuffed. And I ain't even on the prowl. Save your growls, calm it down, don't lose your life or nothing, nigga.
Where you from? Hood Bell.
Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. Everything I do, big ol'. Everything I do, big ol'. Big ol', baller, big ol', big, big ol', blunt, big ol', guns. And I got me a big old chick, went and bought me a big old house. Got me a little sexy bitch, what she do is run a big old mouth. Sitting up in a big old truck, smoke night, see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap, guaranteed to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack, now I got more rights than a chalk line. House got a big old room, room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt, but I think that she big old sad. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor. 454 boat, 30 over.
Follow on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get a spraying, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loger. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie go deep like a little old ghost.
Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big, big old blunt, big old guns.
I need a big old booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the birthday. I better know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the push on the first day. So the bitch and see the sitting prison. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no bitch, I'm serious, I'm prison. I know that's why you came in the first place. Bitch, you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words in my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The dick curve like the neck on the parakeet. On the road on the weekend, broken. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. And the pussy water time still surging. I get up a big, big old skirting. I get up a big old snorkeling. You gonna be big old skirting. We gonna make a big old mess up. Run up at a slippery surface. Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your mess alert won't stop tripping. You just rolled your eyes and double the line. Swallow that big old surface.
Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunt, big old guns. Everything I do, big old. Everything I do, big old. Big old ballers, big old big. Big old blunt, big old guns. Big old.
Big ol', 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 big ol'. Young'un, this one for your girl. Your old girl, yeah. What if I told you everything you wanted, everything you need, all of that I got it. Girl, just come with me, what I'm seeing in your soul, I never seen before. So all the niggas really gotta know, it is you down the ball, is you down the ball, is you down the, is you down the, is you down the ball. But still got so much class, I got the answers to the test. Yes, priceless your worth, that bitch on earth. How great will we smoking, but them bad grades in your shirt. Yeah, yeah, you won't find no one who treats you better. Ray-Bans on my face so I can see you better. You know I ain't got no worries long as we together. Promise I put it on you anywhere, wherever. Them bags I'ma carry, yeah, you know me. Yeah, I had that pussy. And I ain't talking karaoke. Then I put my tongue in. You gon' be Miss Youngin. And I ain't saying this for nothing. It is you down the fall. Is you down the fall. Is you down the.
They all look at the same place, same bitch. she with it, then I'm with it. I'm about to lay her down and then say hello to a kitty. And we ain't never in the same place. Eat it after I say grace. Spell my name in that hoe. Tell her how my name says. Tryna be your lover. Chat you like no other. I ain't talking blankets, but she blow me like a cover. See, she thicker than a sister. We be cutting like clippers. On top of that, she badder than them bitches that's witches. She got too much in them jeans. Too much in them jeans. She get that beauty sleep, cause she the woman of my dreams. And I ain't tryna wake up. She don't need no makeup. She gon' move in my heart. My ex left some space to take up. Yeah. Through my mind, she stay running. I ain't saying this for nothing. So, honey, it is you down the road. Yeah, is you down the road. It is.
Aw, shit.
Sex toys, fucking with the witty boy.
I caught her off the block, rebound.